Saturday Night Live has added its first ever Latina cast member. Her name is Melissa Villaseñor, and she's one of three new additions to the show's 42nd season. Here to tell us more about it is WNYC's Shumita Basu. Shumita, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So, you know, I really thought that Saturday Night Live would have had a Latina cast member already. Are they kind of coming late to the diversity party here?
Yeah, would you believe it? They've never had one yet. The show has had a spotty record on diversity for a while now. You might remember 2 years ago when SNL came under fire for not having any black female cast members. So at that point, the cast had only ever had four women of color in all of its 38 years. So that's when they hired Sasheer Zameida, Leslie Jones, and a writer, LaKendra Tookes. So yeah, SNL is late to the diversity party. And aside from new kid on the block, Melissa Villaseñor, there have only been two Latino cast members ever. That's Horatio Sanz and Fred Armisen. Oh, and another thing to keep in mind, Richard, the show has never brought on a cast member who identifies as fully Asian American.
Wow. Well, as I understand it, we have Donald Trump to thank for this. Is that right?
You know, in a weird way, yes. There's been a push for SNL to diversify it for many years now, but it kind of got a jump start last fall when SNL invited Trump to host the show. So there was all this backlash, there were protests, some Congress members even got in the ring. And even though producer Lorne Michaels didn't publicly address the issue, it seems to have had an impact.
Tell us about the background of Villaseñor.
So she's a Mexican-American comedian from LA, and she's got a lot of celebrity impressions. You might have seen her on America's Got Talent back in 2011. She actually made it to the finals. And here, actually, have a listen. This is her doing her Jennifer Lopez impression, imagining how J-Lo plans her days.
10 a.m. Call up Jennifer Lawrence. J-Law is way too close to J-Lo. 6 p.m. Thinking of a reboot for Selena. Selena 2, back from the dead. Zombie movies are really big right now.
I've also seen her do a mean Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, for what it's worth, and a shockingly good Owen Wilson. But it's unclear yet whether she'll come in handy for those elections impressions. So she'll start with the new season on October 1st.
Well, they're pretty good at turning things around quickly.
Okay,
Shumita, there's only one thing left to do.
That's right, Richard.
Live from New York, it's Morning Edition.